800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all the nooks and crannies all over this great nation and beyond our borders as well. Thanks for listening to the show and locking and loading it, so to speak. This hour will be an interesting one. We're going to talk about the fact that the gap is narrowing between Romney and Perry, believe it or not. What happens in this next Republican debate in Orlando? And ultimately, as we watch the president selling his jobs plan and the millionaire's tax and other things directed at monetary issues and getting people back to work, but we're not seeing any new jobs being created, and then we're seeing crazy things with stimulus money being spent on dance projects at the University of North Carolina, seriously, over $700,000. So the question becomes is, when you're the incumbent president, no matter what party, of course you're going to take the hits. So he's taking the hits. In the end, though, does the president have the last laugh? Take your Republican hats off for a second, or your independent hats off for a second, or even your super liberal Democratic hats off for a second, and just look at the facts. Do you believe where we sit right now that Barack Obama is going to be the leader at the end of 2012, heading into 2013, of course? Or are people so sick of the status quo that it wouldn't matter who was in anyway? But the fact that it's Obama makes it worse, because he ran on change you can count on. And I say this all the time. Here's the thing. If I decide I'm running for president, then I have to be able to absorb what's going to come my way. I mean, you are the leader of the free world. The buck stops with you. So there is no song and dance. There is no excuses. It doesn't matter. Ultimately, it's your report card. It's your watch. It's your job. And I think it boils down to that. How good of a job is this president doing? We can blame it on things that happened in the past. We can say, well, you know, there was inherited debt. I mean, yeah, look at that. It doesn't matter. If you accept that path, then that's the thing. Change you can count on, then it has to be change you can count on. I mean, would Republicans still feel the way they feel about Obama if unemployment was, let's say, 5%. Let's say unemployment was 5%, and this company was pumping and jumping. I mean, this country was pumping and jumping, meaning with plenty of jobs, right? Well, of course, if you're playing for the other team, you always want your guy in. You're always going to want your person in. But when we have the angry rhetoric that we have, will we have the kind of conversations that we're having everywhere you go? I mean, everywhere you go. People who don't even normally talk about politics are talking about politics. Everybody has an opinion. Wouldn't it be great if that translated into people going to the polls? But I know it won't. The midterm elections, when I went to vote, there's a lot of people at my voting center. I went to a library, and it was jammed. But there were a lot of people that didn't vote still. Will this make people want to go and vote? Because remember, you're part of the process. So the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, speaking of jobs, played golf with the president, what was it, less than 2 months ago. I don't know what they talked about at the 19th hole, but they're definitely not agreeing on the jobs situation. And Boehner is squarely saying, just like Obama called out Boehner, he's returning the favor and saying, I put this on the president. I'm putting this on his shoulders. Take a listen.
The president would never make
the kind of changes in those entitlement programs that need to be made. And when you look at his proposal that came out this week, it should be even more obvious that he was never willing to say yes to the kind of changes that that really need to be made. Only in Washington does it make any sense for politicians to go out there and urge you to hire more people while at the same time they want to raise your taxes and make it more difficult for you to reinvest in your business and expand the economy.
All right, so that part's true no matter how you slice it. Talk to anyone in business, and they are reluctant to hire because even if they're breaking even, of course they're not going to hire. If they're making a little bit of profit or a decent profit, still they don't want to expand because they feel like they need to have some cushion for fear of what's happening, and the banks aren't loaning. The banks are not loaning money. It's very tough to get a loan. If you don't believe me, try. You have a business idea? Good luck. If you have some angel investors, people that are willing to give you the money, you're okay. But if you have to go and do it the old-fashioned way, go to the bank, try to apply for the loan, say you've always had good credit, all that sort of stuff, it doesn't matter. And for that matter, for people trying to get houses, same thing. And people trying, of course, to hang on to houses. I feel like we're playing the same old broken record. And I hope if you tuned in for the first time that this isn't all that you hear out of the show. Because, trust me, this hour we're going to talk about a few other things as well, including we will lighten the load with some news you can abuse. Because we need to smile. If you were looking at me right now on the website, I'm doing that gesture when people have the frown on their face and people go up to them and they move their lips. Yeah, I'm moving my lips. It's tough to smile. It's tough. People are hanging their head. They have hangdog looks. I don't think I've ever seen so many businessmen stressed in my whole life. I'm almost afraid to go to any kind of a networking meeting when I get invited because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to end. There aren't a lot of happy endings in a different way, if you know what I mean. They're not. Unfortunately, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you already all know what I'm talking about. You already know that. So once again, stocks plunged after the announcement of the stimulus steps that were going to be taken. So that didn't help on Wall Street. Down again, almost 300 points at the close. And here's what happened. The Fed said that they're going to buy $400 billion in 6-year to 30-year treasuries by June of 2012 and sell the same amount of treasuries maturing in 3 years or less. So that supposedly is designed to lower long-term interest rates like on consumer loans. Everything fell. Faster than a woman who's turning 65 and her face starts to go. Well, some women anyway. So, I mean, boom, plunged. But there's no one there to do surgery. That's it. The central bank's policy has been called Operation Twist because what they call it, why do they call it Twist? Because it's designed to twist long-term rates compared to shorter ones. They did it in the 60s. And the reason they called it the Twist is because that's what they were dancing then. We're not doing the Twist anymore. Oh, I am so tired of Ben Bernanke. This guy needs to go. All right, we're going to slide for the exits for a second, then come back with much more here on ATN, including some of that news you can abuse. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 21st, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,803.30. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,847.53, $923.76 for a half ounce, or $461.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,847.53, $923.76, and $461.88.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but I'll never get inside. We got too much to hide. Come on, babe. Come on, girl. Come on, baby. Come on, girl.
All right, this is the part where I invite you, yes, you, to jump in with your 2 cents here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. 800, these are the digits, 800-259-5791. We're actually going to go over the border, not to Mexico, to Felipe Calderon's house. I want to protest there with the sign, stay out of our business. Attacking America again, because we need to do more to stop all the drug trafficking that's going back and forth. Really? Well, why don't you take care of the people in your country? You know, this is something to look at. When we hear the class warfare nonsense being bandied about, if you want to see what happens, look to Mexico. You got serious bucks like the richest man in the world, Carlos Slim. You got bodyguards. You are living the high life. You are the average Schmelina in Mexico. You got nothing. You got nothing but drug lords around you and who knows what else. And you're trying to hitch a ride to crawl through a tunnel in the United States, so you're squirreling away every penny you can just so you can get a ride on the backs of some thugs called mules who are trying to take advantage of you and stuffing you inside of some inhumane truck or whatever it is to try to get you across that border. The coyotes, they're even worse. The mules are probably a little bit better. I've actually seen that going from Mexico, going from Juarez to El Paso. The Border Patrol can't stop everybody because that's what happens. People pay, they jump on someone's back, and they walk, they wade across the water with someone on their back, and there's hundreds of people running, so they're only going to get so many. All right, so again, 800-259-5791. Let's go out to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Lovely.
Good. What's on your mind?
Are the Palestinians on drugs or what?
Pressing for statehood through the UN?
Yeah, you know, okay. I most likely it will not pass because, okay, luckily the Americans will veto it and so will Canada. But what I'm thinking is, let's say eventually they do get statehood or become a country. You know what? You know, all the other Arab countries have been supporting them, like United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, et cetera, might say, okay, you guys are a country? Guess what? You don't get our money anymore. Bye-bye.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Yeah, that's what might happen. And today in Israel, there were also like West Bank settlers who were demonstrating saying, if it does pass, we're not moving. This is our country. It's our God-given right. It's in the Bible, the whole nine yards. So even if it does pass, and I don't think it will, I mean, let's put a little hockey into it. The Toronto Maple Leafs have a better chance of winning the Stanley Cup than this happening.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Yeah, and, I mean, even, like I said, even if it does pass, you're going to have a lot of really super right-wing Israelis who are going to say, you know, they're going to, you know, shoot, you know, bombs, the whole nine yards. So, to be honest, it won't happen.
No, I don't think it's going to happen. It's not going to happen. It can't.
Right.
They're not going to get those votes. It's not going to happen if the United States gets shoved into a corner. They'll
right.
just veto it. There's no way. They can't.
Right.
So it's crazy.
Right. Now, let's just change the subject for 1 second. Let's put what I don't like the idea of these super conferences that they're talking about, you know, like because, OK, I think the schools, they're looking at the bottom line. But what about the student athletes?
Oh, no, I agree with you. For people who don't know what Sam's talking about, it's like alphabet soup. It's starting to look more like boxing where you don't know what belt you have. There's, you know, Pac-10, Big Ten, Big East, all that kind of stuff. The Big 12 is going to be looking ridiculous. There is going to be no Big 12, and there's not going to be any rivalries. Here's what it is. It's a massive money grab in college sports, especially college football. That's what started this whole thing. It's college football.
Right.
And, you know, Texas gets $1 billion to have a Longhorn channel, and everybody else gets jealous, and then that's going to be the end of the Big 12. So I think it's bad. I think that some of these conferences need to stay put and say no.
Right, because, okay, like the Big East, I mean, like Pittsburgh and Syracuse are thinking of going to the ACC, and I'm thinking, Syracuse, you have made one major mistake.
Yep.
Because you're going to look at the bottom and look how much it's going to cost you to fly the games because, okay, I mean, if that's including basketball, it's going to cost them an arm, leg, and a foot because at least for basketball, when they played St. John's or Seton Hall, all they had to do was just hop on a bus, you know, go to the game, play it, get back on, and come home. Where if they join the ACC and they have to go to, like, North Carolina, Florida, and Wake Forest, yeah, Canadian kid who knows about all these schools.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. The
yep.
travel time would be a killer. It's destroying rivalries and conferences. Some of these guys need to step up like the Pac-12 is saying, no, we're going to stay put. They need to stay put. They need
right.
to stop the nonsense because it's destroying, too, the history of college football. Thanks, Sam.
You bet. Take care.
In the sense that, you know, you grew up with these rivalries you heard about, and they're not going to have them anymore because – they're just grabbing on to other conferences. Rory is listening to us in New York. Hey, Rory.
Hi. Calling because I understand about putting people away that are a real danger to society, but I've really got an issue with revenge killings, and this sense of revenge is something that really bothers me about whether it's in foreign policy or domestic, and I don't understand it at all.
So you're saying, you know what, that's what the death penalty is about. It's not, we should just abolish the death penalty because the revenge killings don't do anything. Is that what you mean in the case of Troy Davis?
Well, Troy Davis is one issue. I don't really know enough about it to know, but it's just the sense that I understand protecting society against somebody who is really dangerous.
Right.
But somebody who is like, I mean, there's so many people that have been put to death that are no longer any danger to society at all. It's very, very, very scary to me as a citizen to think that we're actually killing people as a revenge or as like as sort of like, well, now we have this satisfaction. You know, that,
right.
that to me becomes very, very like suspect in terms of like our morality as a country. And it bothers me. I mean, I don't know all the details of it.
You have a point. Let me stop you. This is what I would say. What do you do, though? And maybe it's because I've been in so many courtrooms back in my television news days where I saw somebody who was murdered in cold blood, family members, where their daughter was raped and torn to shreds or whatever. And then you just, I mean, they're lifeless people. That's what happens. And they do want some kind of closure. And to many of them that I have interviewed, some of them would say no, they'd agree with you, and they'd say it's not going to bring her back, it's not going to work. And then others say, that's what I want. It's going to give me that sense of closure. And I guess that's the deal. Part of the reason for that is if something so heinous happened, boom, this person didn't deserve to live. And as a society, I guess that's what we have to ask ourselves. What if it happened to someone close to you? That's what you have to think about. How would you feel? Do you think you would feel differently or no?
Oh, no, absolutely. I can't imagine that taking somebody else's life would actually make something better. I can't believe that's ever a case. And for people who are against abortion, but for the death penalty, I know they say, oh, the innocent life of the unborn and all that stuff, but it's perfectly fine to take the life of somebody else. I just don't believe that. I just can't. I don't understand it at all. I can't ever feel that taking someone's life actually makes anything better.
Well said. You defended your point of view. Thanks, Rory. I'm going to throw that out to everybody else. You heard what she had to say. Do you agree? And there is always that argument that comes, which I think the two are different, but I get it, because a lot of people will throw that up. Absolutely. Well, if you say one thing, then how can you say another? Because you're talking about lives. So I'll say it again, 800-259-5791. Do you think that the death penalty should be abolished and the state has no business doing what they're doing? Or is it an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth? And this is one time where you're going to dig in the sand and say, if the evidence is hardcore, is there, it's a heinous crime, like that scumbag, those two guys in Connecticut, should they be put to death? What do you say, America?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, final LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
to Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
All right, once again, you get a chance to throw in your 2 cents. Let me throw out the digits. 800-259-5791. A couple of things have come up. One, the Troy Davis lethal injection thing in Georgia. He was put on death row, been there since 89. The Supreme Court lifted, of course, the stay, and the president didn't want to get involved because they lobbied to the president. There were a lot of people who had thoughts on Davis and thought it was inhumane and wrong for him to be executed. It brings back the argument of, should the government do this? Should the government be involved in this? And, you know, listen, I've been at many a table where this argument has come up, and I definitely used to be anti-death penalty. I said the same thing that Rory in New York said, ooh, I'm not a revenge person, this is wrong. And then when I sat in courtrooms 5, 6, 7 times and saw the drained, pained faces of families who lost a brother, a sister, a husband, a wife to some maniac on a crazy killing spree. No, of course, what justification is there, right? Some crazy, awful thing. Oh, I could barely stomach it. And saw the relief 3 times when the person was sentenced to the death penalty. Now, granted, there are many other families that would say, no, revenge is a dish served best cold. I can't do that. I can't go there. I can't do that. The family, the McPhail family, the officer who was killed, I believe, by Troy Davis, because I'm going through what all the evidence says and what the prosecution there said. They say that they feel a sense of relief. They say they feel that there's some closure, that there's a sense of relief. So here's the thing you have to ask yourself. There's lots of questions surrounding the death penalty. And the main ones are, should the government do this? Should they be involved? What are the, you know, ultimately, is there ever 100%? That's the other thing, because, of course, there have been reversals. And you certainly don't want that blood on your hands. So I understand that. And then a lot of other people, Rory didn't say this, but a lot of people would say, well, you're playing God by deciding eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But I could argue to that, when you do something as heinous as some of these crimes have been, What are they doing? So, we're talking about that. And again, a few other things in the mix here. Lee in Vermont, you have the floor. Hey, Lee.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on with you? What's on your mind?
I would say that the government really can't, by the Constitution, issue a direct edict that means that in a certain circumstance, that for a certain action or for a certain altercation, that one must suffer the death penalty. Then we have no separation of church and state. It doesn't make any sense. But it's a state's rights issue. If people want closure by making sure that the person isn't released on parole or somehow escapes. I mean, you know, sometimes these guys escape and
yeah.
It gets pretty scary. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
and,
agree.
they can end up anywhere. So with these days, if a person goes into the urban area after a certain point in time, you know, say X amount of time, an hour or 2 hours, you can't find them. Ain't nobody going to stop everybody on the street and ID everybody. In some places, maybe where somebody is going to disrupt the family cycle, then they just have to pay for it. Normally, in law enforcement, the guy's a target. I guess it'd be easy if it was open season on police officers. I don't think any state would think very highly of law enforcement officers being bludgeoned just for walking in the line of fire.
Yep, I agree.
No.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, thanks. Thanks, Lee. Good call. Call us again. Short and sweet. See, he knew. He got to his point. All right, let's go to Jerry in Texas. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Kay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Let us rain some doom down upon the filthy heads of our doomed enemies.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. Nice. We haven't had one of those in a long time. All right, let's go to Mike in New York. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I'm in Long Island.
All right, in Long Island, what do you say? You want to sound off about the death penalty?
Yeah, like you were saying, everything you were saying is true. You know, certain situations make sense with that. And then, of course, certain situations don't make sense at all, you know. And, it could bring closure because it may be even because certain families lost somebody. So as a result, that person that did it will get that. But it doesn't bring back the loved ones that everybody has lost. So it doesn't really make sense at all. You know, but what does make sense, right? I mean,
yeah, what does make sense? Here's what I would say, Mike, and this is why it is. It's hard to wrestle with this. Listen, I grew up back east, you know, stone's throw away from where you are in Queens. And trust me, I know how it flies with a lot of my friends in New York. But here's what you'd say. What if, think of the most valuable people in your life and think of having something just terrible happen to them. Somebody just snuffing out their life. And how would you feel? And how would you feel when you were asked by the prosecutors that they want to pursue the death penalty, and then you have to make the decision. Like, you could say, no, please don't pursue the death penalty. Let's just go for life in prison, da-da-da-da. I mean, you would be asked that.
There's one thing that's going on out here that's a shock, that has shocked the whole island. They found all these girls' bodies on the down by the beach.
Yes.
And it's been going, they're saying now it's been going on for like 15 years. Now, those families, they would want that too, but how do you bring them, you can't bring them back, you know what I mean? So.
You can't bring them back. What are the people in New York saying about the bodies? That's awful. That is a huge story in New York. You're right. I mean, it's crazy the amount of, they found a mother and a daughter.
Yeah, it's sick because it gets you chills and, they found, I hate to describe it. They found certain bodies like 20 miles away out in Manorville.
Yeah.
And they found certain parts along the beach. I mean, all of us, you know, we've been going to the beach for years, and now it's like, are you safe to go there too? You know, it's question marks. And, you know, you feel for that, for everybody like that, of course. And, you know, what can you do, you know? It's sad to see that. You know, it's like our country is going down the tubes.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? That's the thing. When you see in your own neck of the woods, you know, when you see that in New York, when you see that somewhere else, whatever, that's what you do. You question it. You say, wow, how's that happening? This isn't some random thing. Is this some sick wacko? Is this some serial killer? What is going on here? Why is this happening in our backyard? We don't want this. We didn't ask for this. Did these women ask for this? I mean, come on, give me a break. Hey, great caller, Mike. You take care. Thanks for the call.
All right, you too now.
800-259-5791. He brought up some good points. And a lot of you obviously are saying on the death penalty thing. Now, we do, through the website, have a deal where you can go to the website, americatonight.net, and people are chatting. And Jack from Down Under, who is hardcore take no prisoners, aren't you, Jack? Jack said, when we're talking about the death penalty, he says, no, don't abolish it. Make it public for the world to see justice being done. Maybe pay-per-view on cable and give the money to the victims' families. Give the money to the victims' families. See, the one thing he says there about the victims, why is it? And Mike just said it, how awful it was. The place where he goes to the beach, they're finding all these dead women. Why is it we never seem to remember the victims? How is that? What about the victims? What about the victims when it came to Troy Davis? What about the victims that are being found on this beach in New York? I mean, do we care about the victims? I mean, come on. Too often now, it seems like we're defending the rights of the person who did the wrongdoing, like the convicted cop killer, Troy Davis. So they looked at all avenues. They exhausted every appeal they could possibly appeal, and they had a chance to get this overturned, but couldn't do it. So, you know, ask yourself that. They weren't able to do it. It is a tough question, no doubt. It's tough to wrestle with that. And I'm sure that often when prosecutors decide to go for it, and the families are a lot of times asked and consulted about their feelings, I'm sure they wrestle with it. And some say no. And sometimes the prosecutor doesn't go in that direction. Certainly there are plenty of murderers who are serving life sentences or less. People who have murdered people who don't serve that much time. I mean, you know, we could tell you about different cases. We could look at different cases. I mean, you have the Scott Peterson deal in California where he murdered his pregnant wife and then was on the hunt to try to help find her and then was fooling around with somebody in the meantime right before he murdered her and all this crazy nonsense with that. You have the guys in Connecticut who were out from prison and they followed home a woman and her two kids, and then they terrorized that family and set them on fire and everything else. And luckily they were caught, but unfortunately they were caught too late to help that family. And the husband, crawled to safety next door, and he has to live with that for the rest of his life. And he feels as though justice was served when the first one got the death penalty, and now the second one is on trial. 800-259-5791. I promise before we get out of here, we have some news you can abuse. Hang with us.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time.
Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
From America tonight is not really jive talking, it's straight talking. And I don't care if you're left or left, right or right, somewhere in between, everyone's welcome. Just as long as you can formulate an opinion. 800-259-5791. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Keith.
Hello. You were just taking your headset off. I'm going to tell everyone that, right?
Yes. Yes. Would you like a few of my little friends to play Jerry a visit and kind of wash his mouth out with soap?
Oh, it doesn't hurt me. I've done this for too long.
Yeah, but I figured you're a veteran.
But what a waste.
Okay. All right. Well, I just, you know, being a man of honor, you just don't do trash like that.
I appreciate it. Chivalry is not dead.
Not as long as I can raise my old gray head.
Well, I love it.
Well, sweetheart, I think the days of getting keys with grasshoppers in them from Oaxaca are all over, and Calderon ought to hire some boys from Soldier of Fortune and put out contracts on these drug cartel boys and say, look, we want these boys dead, not alive. And we'll pay you X amount of dollars and publish their pictures in the paper. And guess what? The crime rate would drop real fast down there, okay? And on our side, we might have a little vigilante situation where we could take care of our chronic drug pushers and things of that nature as well. Now, on the death penalty situation, you know me. I keep my guns ready at all times. And if somebody killed somebody of mine or just generally, as the rule goes, they take a life. you shoot a mad dog, you take care of the character right then and there. You do the same thing to the people that perpetrate these crimes. We need to have an ultimate situation to where this case is taken care of once and for all. And if these bleeding hearts want to get out and cry their little stories about supporting this guy and giving him all these life imprisonment and stuff, fine. Every single one of them put up the money to support him for a year for the rest of their life. Now, it's going to take probably 60, 70 years for this character to bite the big one. And it's going to cost us $100,000 a year for guards and food and housing and clothing and the necessary medical care to keep the person alive for all that period of time. If they want to put up the money, fine, we'll transmute your system, but they put up the money in advance.
All right. Hardcore, I love it. Dan, as always, stay strong. let's go to Jack from Pal Talk. Hey, Jack.
How are you doing, Kate?
How are you? I'm well. Thank you.
Doing well. I have to sort of call in, even though you read my comment on from the chat room about the pay TV bit. As Dan said, it costs a lot of money to keep death row inmates in there, or even the Supermax, anywhere from up to like that $85,000 to $100,000 mark. But I do find it hypocritical when the same people that say that prisoners who have committed these heinous acts have more rights than that of a newly conceived child in the womb, who hasn't had had the opportunity to draw a breath or to even make mistakes in life.
Right.
Yeah. The hypocrisy of that just sort of drags on me no end. Not only as a father, but as a human being. And I think one of the reasons why capital punishment has lost is not a deterrent anymore is because we have sanitized it. I mean, it's locked away. It's done out of the view of the public. Go back 100 years. It was done in the town square. Everyone turned out. People could see justice being done.
You know what?
Here it is. We've made it humane. Death by lethal injection. Because hanging was too violent, shooting was too violent. I mean, some of these crimes, let's execute them the way they kill people. If it was a drug pusher, then fine. We pump their junk into their arm. If they committed a violent crime and a violent murder, let's use that level of violence to do away with these mangy dogs. Because as a taxpayer, we can't afford to keep these people in prison for the 20, 30, 40, 50 years, whatever it might take, for these guys to die of natural causes in prison.
Very well said, Jack. I'm going to agree with you. Thanks for the call. He summed it up even much better than I did. I said that earlier about the idea that it costs all that money. And here's the thing. What is the answer? What is the solution to this? You know what the solution is? Have Misfit Island and throw them all on an island where nobody can get to it. And there's sharks swimming around so they can't escape. But really, seriously, the bottom line is you have to pay for the crime, right? If you do some of the things that these people have done, and ultimately you just have to ask yourself, where are we going? Where are we going when it comes to the victims? To me, it's about the victims. It is. It's about the victims. My brother, though, is an attorney, and let me tell you, his name's Patrick. If he were on this show, he would completely be 180 degrees different in his opinion. And he would say that it's wrong, that you can't do that, and who are we to make the judgment on that morally? He would agree with an earlier caller that that's just not the right thing to do. Rory in New York said that's not giving you revenge, that's not doing anything. But then we come back to the issue of what do you do? What do you do? Who's coming up with the money for that? What about the families? Michael in Massachusetts, you have the last word on this one. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Kate. How are you tonight?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and the only thing that I know for sure is that you're a fat cap.
All right. He's out. So another one, I think we've let them out of the bin somehow. So here's the thing. With what happened with Troy Davis, we're not going to solve the issue of the death penalty here on this show. And we've had many people talking at both sides of this. We've had people talking to the defense of, wow, what about the mistakes? How can we continue to do that? Look what's happened to some of these death row inmates who DNA evidence then ultimately cleared, and they were given restitution money, and they were set on their way after suffering through however many years on death row. And there is no 100%, but certainly when someone confesses to it, when you have the evidence that's completely there, in the case of Davis, that's what some people are saying, the people who are defending it, the human rights groups, Amnesty International, are saying that it's not right, that he shouldn't have been executed for this, that it wasn't the right thing. Now, the family of the cop, and I've said this already, the family of the cop has come out and they have said that it gives them a sense of closure, that they feel like justice was done, that this was the right thing to do here, that he definitely in cold blood murdered their father, their husband, when he was responding to try to help somebody when a homeless man had been shot. And that, he changed their lives. He changed the course of their lives. So, again, it's about the victims. But there were plenty of people that signed petitions, that went out there with signs, that tried to do whatever they could to defend defend Davis and say that the high court was wrong. You know, and the high court didn't say much about it when it went to the Supreme Court. Actually, it happened 4 hours after they got the request and more than 3 hours after the planned execution time. So Davis was declared dead 11:08 in the evening on Wednesday, lethal injection. And this was after the Supreme Court rejected an 11th-hour request for a stay. Any thoughts on the death penalty or any of the other things that we've been talking about here in America Tonight? Send them to me at americatonight.net. Click on the email, and you are in.